Michael Young, Executive Director at the Foundation at Hearst Castle. Tell us about what you are most proud of.
At the end of the day, the thing that drives me about what we're doing with the Foundation at Hearst Castle is really centered around what we're doing with the underserved communities and bringing these junior high students to the castle to really expand their view of the world and also the view of their potential. That's a long, long story. We could take the entire, hour here, but at the end of the day, that's what excites me the most. And using Julia Morgan as an amazing example of how young women can learn how to overcome barriers and really just empower themselves. Julia Morgan truly was an inspiration, one of the greatest women engineers and architects in the history of our country.
If you think about it, central to your program is STEAM.
That's right.
And she embodies every element of STEAM.
That's right. And so does the castle. STEAM, what is that? It's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And you hear STEM a lot because art is left out in so much. Art has been left out in so much of the curriculum in our grammar schools and our high schools. And so what we're trying to do is there's no better place to insert the A with art than Hearst Castle. And when you talk about STEM, there's no better place to bring kids to see in person how STEM works. So just the road going from the bottom of Highway 1 up to where the castle is, just the engineering, the math that all went into that. We could go on and on about all the different things that the castle brings to light. STEAM, I think in a way that no other place does, because then you can go across Highway 1 and you learn about science, about how oceanography and marine biology and all the things that go into what exists and lives just right across Highway 1 from Hearst Castle. So that's what excites me the most. But also what excites me is if we don't preserve Hearst Castle, if we don't keep it pristine in a way that inspires people, then we can't inspire young people, we can't inspire anybody. So that's why the restoration and preservation is so important. But all of our hearts kind of bleed for when we see these young kids come from places that they've never gone 10 square miles outside their little pod.
One of your primary targets are the agricultural communities in mm-hmm. the Salinas Valley. Mm-hmm. So these are ag family kids that, like you said, have never been out of their zone in their life.
Well, not only the Salinas Valley, but even larger, the San Joaquin Valley, all within a 2.5-3 hour bus ride. And that's really, at this moment, where we kind of have to exist. We're working on some programs. We're going to be able to bring kids from places like Oakland and South Central LA to where we can bring a whole nother group of underserved kids. And we're in the midst of figuring out how we have them here for 24 hours, right? Because these kids that are coming from King City and Salinas and Visalia and Hanford and all these other places, they can be here in 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
A day trip.
It's a day trip. Okay. But to bring some of these kids from some of these other demographics and some of these other areas, it's exciting. Some of the things we're talking about, from teaching them how to camp. So not only are they coming to see this amazing place and learn about STEAM, but now they're going to learn to camp for the first time and learn about what it's like to be outdoors. So these are all things that we're working on.
And this is all central to the mission of the Foundation at Hearst Castle.
Yes, it is.
And so those who support you and become members, the income brought in goes right out the back door to fund the school bus ride, to fund all the ancillary ingredients needed to bring school groups here, correct?
Yeah, no, the simplest way to put it is that 50 cents on every dollar that our very generous donors and members provide, 50 cents is going to go towards the restoration and preservation of this gem that we have, which I can't even believe is a state park.
Let me interject for a moment, because this is something that a lot of people aren't aware of. The income that Hearst Castle State Park generates and brings in, it all does not stay there.
That's true.
There are other state park entities that draw from that wealth of income.
No, and that's a really good point, and thank you for bringing that up. But yeah, the revenue that comes in to Hearst Castle, which is significant, unfortunately, it doesn't all stay there. Mm-hmm. I mean, only a very small portion of it stays there. The rest of the money goes back to Sacramento, and then they redistribute it to several of the state parks across Central California. And that's awesome. I mean, we all take great pride in that. But the hard thing is that we still, you know, we have to go out and fundraise to take care of things that are not budgeted.
And therein lies the existence of the foundation.
That's right. And in expanding our mission by bringing this youth education program for underserved students and underserved school districts, that has to be fully funded by our donors. That is not something that state parks can fund. Mm-hmm. So that is why this fundraising is so important.
Talk to us a moment about some of the income that you bring in from your members of the foundation, and you put on these cool events, like a dinner in the nighttime at Hearst Castle, or swimming in the pool. Talk to us about that.
Well, that was something that I really do thank California State Parks for. This is something that they really did need to provide a process for us to be able to access some of these amazing opportunities that lie within Hearst Castle, right? And this wouldn't have happened unless they would have approved this. And so we're able to provide to our donors experiences that are priceless. And that's one unique thing about this nonprofit is there's a lot of amazing nonprofits out there that have wonderful missions. But the unique thing about where we are is we have the ability to give to our donors unique experiences like swimming in the Neptune pool, like swimming in the Roman pool, which is the indoor pool at Hearst Castle.
I'm Sergeant Mullins with California State Parks. It's even special for me to be up here. Everybody seems very happy to be here, and it's a very special experience. It's not your average pool.
My name is Rick Wolf. I've been on the foundation board for about 3 years now. Coming to these pool swims, it's just absolutely magical. You check in people that are just smiling from ear to ear, and they're here as a bucket list. But more than that, it's just the grounds. Everything about this place is magical.
I didn't know anybody could ever swim in the pool.
The state allows us to use the pool, you know, 4 or 5 times a year for the Neptune pool and 4 or 5 times for the Roman pool. They allow us to do this in the spring and the fall. It's really been awesome.
Do you bring your family, wife, kids?
Well, I brought my wife tonight because she has gone through a lung transplant 2 years ago, and she's starting to fail again. And I, you know, coming up here and to watch the sunset at the castle is nothing like it. And just how happy the people are here, getting people checking them in today. And one woman goes, "Hey, can I bring a blow-up swan?" And I said, "Heck yeah, come on, bring that thing." She's out in the water right now and just having a blast.
Marissa Freeman.
Marissa, where are you from?
From here originally. I moved to LA for work once I graduated high school. Once I found out that this was a thing, I immediately donated.
So you're a member of the foundation?
I am a member of the foundation, and then I decided to do the pool thing. And I think it will be a yearly thing now. The atmosphere is amazing. The music's great. The food's wonderful. And everyone here is just so nice. They're really nice. They're talkative, which is good for me because I came by myself.
There you go.
Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bowl rubbing elbows.
I'm Lucia Cantor St. Amour.
You and your husband, Frank, decided to come all the way from San Francisco area.
We were so graciously invited to join the group here tonight by the one and only Michael Young. So how could we refuse? Especially when I read about the STEAM program and I said, oh, finally somebody put the A in STEM. And I said, yes, we will be there. If it's to support the STEAM program, we will be there because that A for art is the first thing that goes. This is a castle that William Randolph Hearst built out of the castles and estates in Europe. And that's what he modeled it after. And it's right here. Truly a transformative experience. You know, you hear the stories and you see the old photographs of the parties that he had here with Joan Crawford and Cary Grant, and I think Charlie Chaplin was probably the most frequent guest. And this is what they were doing. They were hanging out and they were having cocktails and they were swimming in the pool. And so here we are, and it just feels like old Hollywood, and we get to do it and have a little taste of that. And it's really special. And just to be supporting something that is so terribly important as well.
Hi, I'm Frank Latuca. We got invited to come up here to swim in the Neptune pool, and it's unbelievable. Literally like being transported in time. You go into the old dressing rooms, you get changed, you come down here. People are swimming in the pool. Next to the pool, it's all lit up. I mean, we saw the sunset. It's just a special, special place.
Come back and do it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Like being able to go up to Hearst Castle and having the most amazing, incredible experience that is one of the most authentic recreations of what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. Both the Neptune pool swims, the Roman pool swims, but also what we call the dinner and a movie, where you come up, you have your most amazing private tour, then you go into the Casa del Mar, the guest house that Hearst lived in when he was older. We set up the sunroom, which he loved so much. We set up the sunroom as a dining room. We have a 5-course meal paired with all of the local wines from the Paso Robles region. And then after that amazing dinner and wine experience and overlooking the terrace as you see the sunset go into the Pacific Ocean, after all of that, we then walk you across the grounds to Hearst's private theater, where he screened all of the movies with the legends like Clark Gable, Charlie Chaplin, all of these people. We sit in those exact seats at that exact theater and watch a time period movie of our guest's choice. And we've seen everything from Charlie Chaplin movies to Citizen Kane to The Wizard of Oz to, you know, all these different classic movies that our guests choose.
And they're the very same ones that William Randolph would have...
That they all saw in those, yeah. That they all had seen in those, in that movie where he entertained his guests.
About as close to time travel as you'll ever get.
Yeah. And you know, it's an interesting story, so I'll share this with you as well. So, and it just continues. So I got a call from Adam Weissmuller, who was Johnny Weissmuller's grandson. And he said, you know, Michael, he goes, I have this treasure trove of photos and gold medals and all these things surrounding my grandfather. And one of his favorite places on earth was Hearst Castle, because I have all these incredible pictures of him at the castle in the pool with all these amazing starlets. I mean, you know, Johnny Weissmuller was Tarzan, for goodness sakes, and probably one of the greatest swimmers ever in the world. I mean, 4- or 5-time gold medalist, et cetera, et cetera. He said, I would love to come up and experience what my grandfather did. Mm-hmm. And so he's becoming a member of the castle.
Well,
but what is so fun is the story he shared with me. He said, so my grandfather told me this story. He said Hearst had been building this outdoor pool, and he'd gone through a couple reiterations or different designs. You know, he'd design it, he'd knock it out, redo it. And so he was so excited that Johnny Weissmuller was coming to visit. This is right after the Olympics, right after he'd won his 3 or 4 gold medals. And so Johnny Weissmuller jumps in the pool and does 3 or 4 laps. And Hearst is just anxiously waiting to hear his review of the pool. And he jumps out and Hearst says, so what do you think? And Johnny Weissmuller says, it's too short. And so
that's how
legend is. Yeah. 3 months later, he shut it down, broke it, and expanded it to the shape that it's in currently.
Interesting. I wondered.
And how cool his grandson's going to be up at one of our swims here in September.
Yeah, keep me posted on that.
Right?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How cool.
So that's just, I mean, there's so many stories like that.
A little bit more. What's closest to your heart, some of the benefits of somebody becoming a member of the foundation at Hearst Castle?
the thing that comes to mind is what I said earlier is people are passionate about the castle. People are passionate about preserving art. People are passionate about Julia Morgan. And that is one of the great stories that has still not been fully told. And so what's so nice is when these generous donors and members provide us these funds to fund youth education program, to fund our preservation efforts, we're able to give them something that they can't buy.
A moment on the preservation initiatives.
So through one of the large grants that we got, the indoor pool, which is called the Roman pool, which is just beyond spectacular. I mean, it's impossible to describe until you're actually in there and you're looking at the ceiling and you're looking down at the pool, which is reflecting the ceiling, which gives this, all this was designed. It's just impossible to even describe. But through some of our efforts, a lot of our efforts, that preservation is going on right now, which was probably a good 10 to 15 years away from actually that process being started. And because of the funds that we've been able to generate, that indoor Roman pool will now once again be restored to what it was.
Can the foundation come up with a hierarchical priority of what the foundation would like to see restored?
Well, we're a cooperative association with California State Parks, right. And they've been very, very cooperative in allowing us to kind of, you know,
appreciative, and
very appreciative of what we do. But at the end of the day, they're the ones that drive the priorities.
Yep.
But what's really nice is it's been a collaborative effort because we kind of hear from the general public, as they do as well. But we all know when you're overseeing such a large swath of property that stretches from, you know, Napomo to, you know, basically San Simeon and beyond, it's hard to kind of get the beat of what people really want. So we kind of help them with understanding kind of what people are looking at and what people want to see restored or what people want to see done. And they've been wonderful in listening to us.
That's cool. Michael Young, to learn more about the foundation website.
So it's thefoundation@hearstcastle.com. So thefoundation@hearstcastle.com. We have a YouTube channel. We show you what we do with the youth education program. We show you what we're doing with our restoration. It's a great way to look at all the events that are out there. And we have so many unique events. I mean, Tom, I don't think you were there. We did an amazing tour and hike of the original San Simeon village.
Oh, wow.
And it was incredible. It was with Victoria Kastner, who was one of the foremost historians about Hearst Castle. And basically, we walked through physically how the whole thing came together, how Hearst built San Simeon, and how he utilized that village and that bay to create Hearst Castle. It was one of the most magical events, and we do things like that all the time. I met you at the Hacienda, very few people know about, and everybody should see. It is truly one of these gems that are just hidden, and thank goodness to people like you, you expose these things. And
that was William Randolph Hearst Ranch headquarters, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Hacienda was actually a little correction. He built that because they used to take horseback rides from Hearst Castle all the way to basically Highway 101. So you went from Highway 1 to 101, which Hearst owned everything in between. And he got frustrated because there was no place for people to stay. So he'd have to pick up people, whether it be, you know, with cars, whether it be other ways. He actually would sometimes fly people back, but he wanted a place where people could stay after that long horseback ride and enjoy themselves. And so that's why he built the Hacienda.
And therein lies the Marion Davies suite upstairs.
That's right. Yeah. There was always a Marion Davies suite. I don't get into that. I don't get into gossip here.
Yep.
We're into inspiration. We're not into gossip.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do part two pretty soon.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah, down at San Simeon.
Yes.
Michael Young, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. And thank you for letting your listeners know about the wonders of some of these incredible, and the way that, I think the best way to put it, it's one of the most authentic recreations of what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst and to throw yourself back into the 20s and 30s. That's not easy to do anymore. And that's something that you can do here.
Time travel.
Time travel.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're time travelers now.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Simeon, California. We'll see you at Hearst Castle.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.